This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salatu ala al-Mustafa wa ala alihi wa sohbatihi wa man ihtada bihadihi ila yawmil liqa wa ba'd. So they tell me that you need light to see, so that if I were to turn off the lights, or imagine I put you in a dark, dark tunnel where there is no light, so that you're in total darkness, darkness to the level that you can't even see your own hand. And then imagine I place certain obstacles in your path. So imagine I put a bit of broken glass here, and I put a bit of sulfuric acid there, and I put a scorpion here, and I put a snake there. And then I tell you, listen, walk through this tunnel for me. And because you're engulfed in darkness, and you can't see your right from your left, and you're trying to navigate blind, you'll start walking. But pretty soon I'll hear you scream. You'll scream when you get cut by the glass. You'll scream when you get burnt by the acid. You'll scream when you get stung by the scorpion. You'll scream when you get bitten by the snake. You're in pain and in agony. You're being battered and bruised. Why? Because you don't have light to navigate through the difficulties of the tunnel. And in a similar way, we were navigating through life without light, guessing, trying to go through the school of hard knocks, and guessing, we came through a lot of difficulties. Can you imagine? Looking for our Lord, we guessed that our Lord was a rock. So we used to worship stones. You remember the days when we worshiped stones, Muslims, because there was no light. Remember the days when we used to try to marry our sisters and bury our daughters. And remember the days when we were perpetually intoxicated. And remember the days when families were won and lost because of a gambling debt that we had to pay, and in that darkness we lived. And in that darkness we tried to navigate the challenges of life. And as a result of our guesswork, we suffered night and day. Until Allah Rabbul Izzah, in His infinite kindness, sent us a light. قَالَ تَعَالَى قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ نُورٌ. Verily they came to you from the majesty of Allah, light. Light in this verse is in reference to the character of the majesty of the Rasul. So Allah sent us a prophet, a light, to help navigate the challenges of life, to show us right from wrong, to show us our Lord. We used to worship stones, so He came and freed us from those shackles and took us from the worshipping of creation to the devotion to the one that created the creation. And if we were to give mountains of gold in charity, just to show gratitude for this gift alone, we wouldn't be able to meet the requirements of this gift alone. And the rest of life, He showed us to be kind, to look after the orphans. He taught us how to have humanity, how to give sadaqah, how to pray, how to fast. He taught us right from wrong. He was the light that guided us. But when people are in darkness for too long, the eyes get accustomed to the darkness. That darkness becomes normal to you. The pupils dilate. You get a degree of comfort in that darkness. And if someone were to come to you and flick on the light, because your eyes are used to that darkness, that light seems strange to you. So you try to resist it because it feels strange. And that's what happened to some when the guidance came. They found this light strange. The Quran says, بَلْ عَجِبُوا أَنْ جَاءَهُمْ مُنْذِرٌ مِّنْهُمْ. And they found it strange that a warner has come to them from amidst them. أَجَعَلُوا آلِهَةً إِلَهًا وَاحِدًا إِنَّ هَذَا لَشَيْءٌ عُجَابٌ. Will they make the 360 idols that we worship, these gods, into one God? This is a strange phenomena. So they found this guidance, this light, strange. And then you saw them trying to blow it out. Because that's the same reaction that happens when you turn the light on to eyes that are accustomed to darkness. The initial reaction is to try to avoid it, to try to shun it, to try to shut it, to try to blow it out. So the Quran says, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. They wish to blow out the light that Allah has sent with their mouths. But Allah Rabbul Izzah says, وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ. But Allah Rabbul Izzah will make manifest His light. Allah Rabbul Izzah will honor and exalt His religion. Allah Rabbul Izzah will honor and exalt His Prophet. Even today, you get people whose eyes are comfortable in that darkness, trying to blow out this light of truth. And subhanAllah, you even see leaders who are trying to distract from their failures of leadership by trying to insult or attack this divine truth that came. And in the process, I recognize, dear ones, that it causes a lot of heartache and a lot of the stress to mine in your hearts as people who love and honor this prophet and who love and honor this religion and who love and honor this way of life. So I tell you two things. Listen to me, inshallah, two things. Number one, the first diamond that was found in Africa or in South Africa was a little rock that kids were playing with. They didn't know its value, but it was shiny and lustrous. And a person saw it and was attracted by it and asked to purchase it, not knowing that it is a diamond. So the family that had it, whose kids were playing with it, they gave it to him for free, that this is a rock. And that was a diamond. And the biggest diamond found in Sierra Leone was a diamond found by a young teenager. And the teenager didn't know its value, so he gave it to the person he was working for, and it was sold for millions of dollars. Dear ones, because the person who had the diamond in his grasp didn't know its value, it didn't take from the value of the diamond. It just highlighted the ignorance of the one who gave it away for such a meager price. And the same way, those who don't know the majesty of the Prophet, those who don't give him his worth and his honor, they don't do disservice to the Prophet. They do a disservice to themselves because they have a diamond that they don't know its worth and its value. So that's the first one, dear ones. Feel sorry for those who don't know your Prophet and pray that Allah Rabbul Izzah open their hearts and guides them to understanding the value of the man that came to save them. Secondly, dear ones, don't let despondency affect you, because it is written where this religion will end up. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ زَوَى لِيَ الْأَرْضِ فَرَأَيْتُ مَشَارِقَهَا وَمَغَارِبَهَا. Allah Rabbul Izzah showed me this planet, and He showed me its west and its east, and I saw the faith of my nation cover its east and its west. And this religion will touch whatever the rays of sunshine touches. This is a matter decreed and written, documented, uttered by the Prophet, inspired by Allah Rabbul Izzah. Great things are in store for this deen. So don't let a moment of people's inadequacy deter you. Don't let them depress you. Don't let them create anxiety on you. Alhamdulillah that we have him as a prophet, and alhamdulillah that we have this as a religion. May Allah bless you. May Allah guide you. May Allah guard you. It has been an honor being with you. Keep your brother in your dua. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.